Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances are absolutely brilliant. Thank heavens the founding fathers put them in place. We need to use them every day. That's the real problem in America today, is the Americans aren't demanding, insisting on the checks and balances. We reject revolution, unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. Actually, we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Wow. Have we got a broadcast for you today, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to discuss, so little time. Let's get right to it, shall we? We had on Dr. Bradley on Monday. And I'm struggling because yesterday, we always have the TV show first hour, and I never get to the recap. So I'm just doing it today. How's that? Anyway, we had Dr. Bradley on with me, doing a phenomenal job, as always. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. And we talked about these different emails that I got from Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, I'm respectfully asking you to chip in a few bucks to help me save our conservative majority. I don't know that you have a conservative majority. Mike, I don't mean to be offensive to you, buddy, but I just don't think you got that done. You know what? I know you say you got a majority, but you got elected by the skin of your teeth, buddy. And it took all kinds of rounds and all kinds of failures to get that done. You're still funding ourselves into oblivion. You're funding Israel. You're funding everything everywhere. And then you say, you know what, people are sending me emails saying we need prayers for Mike Johnson. I agree, we need prayers for all of us, folks, Mike Johnson included. From Speaker Mike Johnson, subject, complete your speaker's survey. Mike, what are you doing, buddy? You don't need to survey me to know what we need to do in America. The first thing you need to do is audit and end the Federal Reserve. Bar none, that's the first thing you need to do, buddy, because everything downstream from that is a product problem from the Federal Reserve system. Okay, you spend too much money. Yeah, it's the Federal Reserve that allows that to happen. You go to war. Yeah, the Federal Reserve allows that to happen. You have the Education Department and a gazillion government program. Again, it's a government, Federal Reserve, criminal activity allowing that to occur. So you don't need to have a speaker survey, buddy. I can just tell you right now, start shutting down government agencies that are unconstitutional. In fact, Mike, shut down the government entirely. And then just say, look, we're going to pass single item bills one at a time in the House, and we're only going to fund that which is constitutionally justified. Nothing else, okay? But that's what we're going to do. And until, you know, we get that done, you don't need to worry about it. Now, you're going to have the House and the Senate and all these other clowns reject that, right? They're going to be like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. You could just look at them and say, fine, we are funding the constitutional, legitimate, proper role of limited government expenditures, nothing more, nothing less. And we've rapid fire giving you single issue bills, so there's not a debate of what you're standing for or against. It's very clear. There's not convoluted, I'm for this, but I'm against this, and man, I got to do this even though I don't want to because I'm compromised. No. Straight up and down. Are you for this or against it? Yay, nay, baby. That's biblical. Yay, yay, let your yay, yays be yay, yay, and let your nay, nays be nay, nay, and right? Come on. Get it done, Mike. And the sooner you do that, the better. And then you can just simply put it in everybody's hands, and you can have the American people back you in the House and say, look, we're only funding that which is constitutional, nothing more, nothing less. Okay? But you want me to chip in money to save your majority? Let me just tell you something about that, Mike. You want to take a survey? You don't need a speaker's survey, Mike. You don't need that at all, buddy. That's the last thing you need. Now, they say Steve Scalise says, our speaker's ambushed for being a Christian. I agree he's being ambushed for being a Christian. But you know what? Anybody who stands up for Christian values gets ambushed for being a Christian. The Speaker of the House is no different. All right, so I appreciate it. But you know what? When you keep begging me for money, Mike, I got a problem with it. I just lose respect for you fast and all your colleague clowns over there that want to beg for money. Listen to me and listen to me carefully. You, as a member of the House, get paid $170,000 plus a year. Why do I say plus? Because you get all kinds of benefits. Okay, I don't know if you know, but that's probably quadruple the amount of the average American's salary. You know, if the average American gets like $62,000, then you know you get quadruple that. They also, the average American, don't get that kind of benefits that you've got either. So you get way more than, you know, quadruple the average American. When you get elected, sir, it's a mandate for 2 years as a member of the House of Representatives, okay? And for that 2 years, you're supposed to stand for the proper role of government. You're supposed to spend less, deliver more, keep your oath of office, stand for the proper role of constitutional government, demand due process, demand the protection of my rights. That's what you're supposed to do for 2 years. And since we're giving you $170,000 a year to do it, you literally get over $350,000. I say over because you have all kinds of benefits, but the 170 times two is what, 340? Okay, plus all your benefits, you get over $350,000 guaranteed. Now, I don't know who has a two-year guarantee for their job, but nobody that I know. Even severance doesn't last near that long. So you got 2 years and well over $250,000 guaranteed. And what your job is to keep your oath of office. In other words, have complete fidelity to the supreme law of the land. And if we're far away from that supreme law, to bring us back to that, that is your job. That is your duty. That is your elected mandate, sir. Now, you don't need to bug me with a survey. You don't need to take a poll. You don't need to put your finger in the wind. You don't need any of that garbage, my friend. You need to double down. You need to shut down unconstitutional government and fast, because we're already $32 trillion in debt with no end in sight, buddy. And they're about to close down the government because they want to spend us into oblivion, and they want you to give them absolutely coal to fuel the freight train of belligerent spending. Don't give them the coal, Mike. Don't do it, sir. Say, no, sir, we're going to close down government. We're going to give you enough coal to fund the proper role of limited constitutional government. That's it. If you don't like it, tough beans, we're in the House and we control the purse strings, and we're not doing that anymore. Now, if you want to say, well, Sam, Social Security is unconstitutional, fine. You can then, on a single issue bill at a time, justify, one, your reason to expend or to spend the money, but two, your plan of extraction. So you can say, Sam, I'm not going to break my promises to the American people on Social Security, so I'm going to fund this or that. And I'm going to put a sunset or an extraction from the plan, the program as well. Now, if you do that, I'll have respect for you. But look, we've got this affinity fraud, which is, you know what, they create fraud forever. It never ends, right? Affinity fraud is a Ponzi scheme, folks. We need to reject affinity fundraising, too. It is out of control. The reason that you need to fundraise is because you're always in competition with the other party. Oh, man. You know, we got to keep up with the Joneses over there. The Republicans are the Joneses. The Democrat are the Johns, right? Whatever. You don't need that. We've already given you $350,000 personally to work for us for 2 years. You don't need any more money. You don't need to talk to me about elections, except for maybe about a month or maybe 2 months or something, 6 weeks, I don't know, ahead of the election. You could say, Sam, I've done such a tremendous job for you, sir, that I want you to elect me again. Here's my record of what I've accomplished, buddy. Put me over the top. Give me 2 more years to deliver. Fine. I support that. But don't bug me now. If you're in the House, it's every 2 years. You're only a year in, buddy. You're only halfway done. You've already taken $170,000 from we the people. And you're guaranteed another $170,000. Don't beg me for your support and to fuel your campaign. Go to work. How many days do you work in Congress? Huh? How many days a year do you work? Does it compare to the average American and how many days they put into work, Mike? Okay, you got a lot of things to change, buddy. You got to build my confidence. You got to restore my confidence in the system and in you people. And we might talk about it. Until then, don't beg me for more money. I'm sick of it. All right. Right now, you guys just funded a big old batch of cash for Israel. Shame on you for doing so. You don't have authority to steal my money and send it to a foreign power in the first place. But now they say some of President Joe Biden's, quote, $100 million in, quote, humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza and the West Bank. They say it's likely to fall into the hands of Hamas and Hamas terrorists. A now government watchdog is warning. So now you want to fund both sides of this war. You want to tell me you're broke and what we got to do is to keep up with the Democrats to keep your majority in place. The conservative majority? Is that the conservative majority that's promised me they're going to get rid of the education department for literally decades? From the time I jumped onto the political scene at 20 years old, 40 years ago? Okay, 45 years ago? And now you want to go, Sam, give me some more money so we can get it done for you, buddy. The Democrats are outraising us. What is this, a clown show? It is disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. It is unacceptable. It is a disgrace. And believe it or not, now even Alexa. No, I'm not talking to you. Says that the SPLC is nothing but a discredited criminal enterprise. And now Glenn Beck wants to have dual sovereignty and join Israel. Folks, have we lost our minds? This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, my sheep follow me, unquote, and, quote, you do not believe because you are not my sheep, unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm just sick of all these bureaucrats and Democrats and Republicans and educrats and whatever that quit begging me for money. Okay, it doesn't matter what I give you. It doesn't matter how much money you clowns have. All you'll do is beg me for more money to do what? Nothing? Oh, Sam, we've done a tremendous job. We've stood up for Israel now. We just sent, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to Israel, buddy. How does that help me and my family at all? Well, Sam, because Israel's your biblical partner, Sam. And if you don't fight them over there, they're going to fight us over here. And so, you know what? You're keeping your ability for your children to sleep good in their bed at night. You know what? Quit lying to me. I'm not Judge Judy. This is bogus. It's got to stop. Anyway, that was with Dr. Scott Bradley, first hour on Monday. Then we had our dear buddy, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with us. And, of course, his hour was just as riveting. And we talked about Utah State Representative Phil Lyman, dear friend of ours, is running for governor for the great state of Utah, and I pray he wins. We talked about the U.S. Senate voted on audit the Fed. The Senate did. Why not the House? Where are you, Mike? Hey, Mike. Hey, Steve. Hey, clowns in the House. Where are you? The U.S. Senate votes on audit the Fed. John McCartell, he's the executive director for the Campaign for Liberty. He documents it, and he says, sadly, we lost. 46 in favor. So, you know, we're grateful for those who stood up. But you got to have 60 to get it done. Not near enough. But on one hand, you would say that's negative. On the other hand, I would say that it's great news. Look, 46 people in the Senate out of 100 realize this needs to be done. It turns out Mike Lee didn't vote. That would be 47. Turns out that Mitt Romney voted against it. What a shame on Mitt, but he's a lame duck. Literally liberal from Massachusetts, carpetbagger in the state of Utah. In my opinion, worthless. Thank heavens he's not going to be running again. But we got to get 60, folks. And you know what? We've never been this close. We've never had an open vote like this, up or down, to say who's for auditing the Fed and who's against it. So now we know where people stand. See, that's the value of up and down votes, single issue bills. You can get a handle on who's who, what's what, what's going on. Then you can hold them accountable, see? That's what we need to get done. And that's what I'm asking Mike Johnson and crew to do over at the House with these spending bills. Have single issue bills, vote them up or down. Show who is standing for what's right and who is not, right? You got to do that right away, people. Anyway, we talked about the Federal Reserve a little bit more with our with an article from our buddies over at the 10th Amendment Center, the10thamendmentcenter.com. Michael Bolden speaks out boldly and does a phenomenal job and wrote an article about this. Me and Lowell talked about it on Monday. It's not inflation, it's depreciation. Yeah. You say, what does that mean, Sam? Well, our founding generation described the problem more accurately than we do today, folks. Calling it depreciation, that's more accurate to say than calling it inflation. Now listen carefully. We have inflation because the currency has been depreciated. Let me say that again. We have inflation because the fake fiat currency has been depreciated. So inflation is the result of depreciation. In other words, depreciation causes inflation. That's right. Now, it sounds like I'm speaking gogglygooped a little bit. But let me put it on the kitchen table for y'all to get it. Okay? I have a house. Let's say I buy my house to make things really simple for $10. 10 years later, my house is worth $100. How did my house increase in value 10 times? Answer, it didn't. It's just that the dollar decreased its value. That's right. It decreased its value 10 times to where now it takes 100 of those dollars to buy my house rather than 10 like it did 10 years ago. The dollar is decreasing in value. That's why it takes more dollars to buy things. All right, that is not inflation. I know it appears to be, but that's the wrong side of the discussion. It's devaluation. That's the problem. It's that the dollar has less value than it once did. In fact, in the beginning of our country, in the 1900s, just say, well, even 100 years into our country, you know what? A dollar was a silver dollar, and that dollar could buy a lot. Nowadays, we have literally decreased the value of the dollar about 97%. So in other words, that dollar now is only worth about 3 cents in today's real purchasing power. Think about that. Okay. So anyway, Michael Bolden's right on that. It's a great abject lesson in economics. Okay, if it takes more dollars to buy something, the dollar became less valuable, didn't it? What if it takes $1 million to buy that same house? Wow, the dollar's really worth nothing now, huh? What if it takes $10 million, $100 million? See, we're decreasing the value of the dollars, all we're doing. Because what if I buy that same thing in gold? The answer is, it's about the same as it's always been. Gold has maintained its purchasing power against commodities, whereas the fiat money, the fake money, the dishonest Federal Reserve money has not. They have deceived you and defrauded you, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time to call a halt to the con game. And that's why I tell Mike Johnson, if you want to get something done, don't give me a poll. Don't beg me for more money. Just audit and end the Fed. All right, we talked about this other interesting article. And it's there's a website that kind of undergirds it. Fractalweb.app. Fractal, FRACTALWEB.app. Now, when you go there, it's going to be all complicated. It's going to be all about databases and generations 1, 2, 3, 4 of the internet and all this kind of stuff, and it's complex. You know what? If you want to check out our TechWatch radio technology podcast, we'll dig into this story more. I am grabbing this and adding this to my show notes for that show as we speak, because it's technical, it's complicated, and we absolutely will dig into this. Fractal technology. What is it? Well, it's the future, they say. Will they be right? Only time will tell. Nobody knows the future. But a lot of people do pretty good at getting ahead of it, right? Why does it matter for now? And why are you bringing it up now, Sam? Answer, because they're identifying problems in voter rolls, election lists, if you will. With fractal technology, they say that we have the ability to break down databases like nobody's business, and we can tell you all kinds of patterns and all kinds of details. Think about, like, supercomputing. They're supercomputing these databases to say, hey, you have 50 unrelated people that have used this same phone number. Why? Or this same address. Why? And they're able to find out the fake ballots and the misrepresentations in the database this way. This is serious. I'm going to have him on from a technology point of view and talk about just the tech aspects of their technology. It's not related to politics at all. But then later I'm going to try to get these guys on to talk about the election ramifications. It's highly politicized. But really, is it politicized? Or are there answers there that could be beneficial to us? In other words, look, they're not here to say there's fraud. They're just here to say there's errors in the database, and this is technology that we can use to remedy, to have a data integrity delivery, if you will. Hey, here's the errors. What do we got to do to fix them? We can point out the errors and then go to work on remedying those errors. And we don't really have to, you know, talk about why the errors exist or did somebody do it on purpose or whatever. Let's just correct it, shall we? It's a very nonpartisan, non-political way to back into this discussion. I really like it. Who doesn't want errors? I don't. Do you? You sure shouldn't. So why don't we just fix the errors together? Everybody should be fixing the errors, right? Well, believe it or not, we got this. The way they got turned on to this or get this tied to the elections is, believe it or not, David Clark Jr., he's a former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He called Fractal and asked them to investigate issues with his own county's voter rolls. And boy, did they come up with pay dirt. It's super interesting. Well, anyway, it turns out that David Clark Jr., just so you know, is a black Democrat. Why do I quote him? Because he's a dear friend. Why do I highlight what he's doing? Because it has a chance to clean up voter rolls and have integrity in our voter rolls without placing blame. You dig? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate Republicans led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford are pushing for immigration reforms as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. Their proposal includes border wall construction, increased pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to asylum laws, including raising the standard for credible fear claims. Senate Democrats so far have resisted changes to immigration and asylum policies. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial has concluded. He engaged in repeated disputes today with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"It's a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
New York's Democratic Attorney General is alleging that Trump inflated his net worth to enable the Trump Organization to secure more favorable loans. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration is allocating billions of dollars to enhance Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. President Biden revealed the spending of over $16 billion for these upgrades during a speech today in Delaware.
"Over 2,200 trains run in this corridor every single day, serving 800,000 passengers.
The initiatives encompass the reconstruction of century-old tunnels and bridges, as well as track enhancements aimed at improving travel efficiency. House Republicans are making a renewed attempt to censure Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib for her criticisms of Israel. Georgia Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rich McCormick have both introduced new resolutions today to formally reprimand Tlaib. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we also talked about America's Forgotten Stories, created by Lydia Wallace Nuttall. She's a dear friend, and Lowell Nelson saw her speak and learned about what she was doing and reported on it, and I was able to tell him, you know what? We're dear friends with Lydia Nuttall. We produce her radio program called Ask an Immigrant, an incredible talk show. It's a podcast available at lovingliberty.net. Check it out. Ask an Immigrant is a riveting expose, is the best way I know how to describe it, on people who come to this country and what a blessing they consider it to be to come to this country. You know, while Americans are down in the country and divided as all get out on everything, these immigrants have a different view. They're like, man, you know what? America is a blessing. America is indeed a light on a hill. America is refreshing. Now, they express fears that we're going the wrong way in this country. Justifiably so, I might clarify. But they're saying, you know what, this place is great. And I couldn't agree with them more. Anyway, it's a riveting tale that Lydia works through with these immigrants. If you know of any immigrants, get a hold of us. We'd love to interview them about their riveting stories about what America means to them. And you know, ask an immigrant. You want to know about America? Ask an immigrant. They'll tell you. And they do know. And they have a good comparison and contrast, don't they? All right. We talked about this line from one of the stories that Lydia tells. With victory and peace, may the heaven rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Yeah. Is America on the verge of World War III in the Ukraine and or Israel? David Pine got a chance to speak on the first Friday of the month in Utah and spoke out quite boldly and really highlighted some, in my opinion, fundamental things. He highlighted that, you know what, we're experiencing blowback. Ron Paul talked about it. This guy highlights it too. We are really, really experiencing serious, serious blowback in America because we're literally engaging in all kinds of criminal war acts, wartime criminal behavior, etc. All right, there you have it. Several days ago, we talked to Lance Migliacci, and we talked to Craig Salmon Sawyer, founder of this group called V4CR. VetsForChildRescue.org is their website. Our mission, to expose and eradicate child trafficking veterans for child rescue, is a 501c3 organization, and they do their very best to stop child abuse and child trafficking. Yeah, their goal is to rescue and rehabilitate victims, to give them the support that they need. They want to arrest and convict the criminals, and they want to protect and help bring back to life the victims. It's a much-watched film. Have you seen the movie called Contraband? Or Contraland? I'm sorry. Contraland. A shocking documentary about child sex trafficking in America. Contralandmovie.com is where you can learn more about their incredible work. We also continued in the second hour with Craig Sawyer. How does child trafficking affect us all? We talked about that. What's the dark motive behind the war on children? We need to raise awareness and expose the epidemic of child rape, child trafficking right here in the United States of America. Believe it or not, sadly, it is the fastest growing criminal enterprise on earth. Craig and crew documents. Wow, that is just scary. We talk about some topics that are not fun to talk about but must need discussing on this program. We also had Dr. Scott Bradley with us a week or so ago, and we talked about the good doctor and Sam discussed the Southern Poverty Law Center and how the clown show, the media, Rolling Stone and everybody else, is attacking me relentlessly. Well, we highlighted the fact, folks, that, you know what, Rolling Stone says Sam is a racist. And they have no evidence except they say, oh, you hang around some bad guys once in a while, Sam. Well, Jesus hung around with the sinners too, I might add. Now, I'm not comparing me to Jesus, but I'm just telling you, you think I'm better than Jesus? Of course not. I hang out with sinners too. I'm one of them. Okay. However, the Rolling Stone magazine founder got busted for being a racist and a sexist. He used to sit on a board for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got kicked off that board and shut down for being a sexist and a racist. So now this whacked out guy, Tim, works for Rolling Stone, writes about me and says I'm a bad guy. And now he's taking paychecks from racists. Tim, you got to stop that, buddy. And you know, that's what do they call that? The pot calling the kettle black? Is that what it is? I don't know. All I'm telling you is, wow. I don't know if I should even use a phrase like that. It gets crazy. But Tim literally takes a paycheck from racist founders at Rolling Stone to write about Sam, who he claims is a racist, with no evidence whatsoever. Zero evidence that I'm a racist. This is just nuts. Anyway, we talked about this claim. PayPal co-founder, the guy's name is Peter Thiel. He's a Republican mega donor billionaire. He's also a Trump supporter. They say that he was an FBI informant. Patrick Houck writes this for AmericanLiberty.news. Wow. Thiel, and longtime associate, a guy by the name of Chuck Johnson, were reportedly verified together to be, quote, registered FBI informants by Business Insider. Johnson allegedly told Thiel to join up or get crushed. Well, let me just tell you something right now. You tell me to join up and be an FBI informant or get crushed, I'll just let God sort that out. I'm not joining that at all. Well, anyway, as far as I understand, Peter did. And shame on him. What a disgrace that is, huh? What just a sad tale to tell. All right. Let's see here. Oh, I want to mention some of these things here. This is just crazy. This is just insane. I don't know how to respond to this story, really. It's just wow. All right, Ramaswamy. That's Vivek Ramaswamy, who I've kind of liked quite a bit of. But I'm concerned about him because he won the he's, as far as I understand, he's the son of two immigrants. But is he allowed constitutionally to be the president of the United States? Is he a natural born citizen? And there's a debate about that. Dr. Scott Bradley rolled out a lot of information related to that. So I'm concerned about that, but I like what Vivek has to say, and I like what he stands for to a great degree. But I am concerned about that point. That is an important point. But Vivek Ramaswamy's, he's got a large ad buy going on now. I don't know if you've heard about it, but this is just the beginning billionaire to pay $12 million for ads to run in two states, New Hampshire and Iowa. Big rollout, $12 million in two states. Now, the sad part for Ramaswamy is that he thought he was going to be second after the Donald, and he was going to eclipse Ron DeSantis. He's done no such thing since the first debates. He thought he was trending third. Now it turns out that he's trending fourth. And there's a pretty big distance. You've got Donald Trump that's got over 60% now. Just insane, people. And way behind Donald is Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis in a kind of a tie. And fourth, distant fourth, they say he's trending around 5 to 7% in the nation, is Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, I think that's sad because I think he's, I don't know what you call it. I think he's well beyond that personally. I think the guy's great. But again, if you don't get a chance for the media to be fair to you, how are you going to gain in the polls? See, the media is kind to Nikki Haley because she's kind of a mainstream Republican. The media has to deal with Ron DeSantis in a decent way to some degree because he's a governor. Nikki Haley, a former governor. Okay, but I think Vivek Ramaswamy is better than all them put together personally. I just don't know if he's constitutionally qualified to be president. That's a big debate out there. And, you know, it's complicated. And this is where I don't know that the average American understands or knows how to deal with this either. But it's serious indeed. Anyway, our prayers are that we can get a good person to vote for because we got less than a year to the election, right? Right now, I don't see anybody that I could vote for, really. I mean, I guess the Donald. Not my favorite, but he's got 60% of the vote. Tie your, I don't know what you want to say, the horse to a different cart, and you're likely to go nowhere. Hang tight. Final segment this hour and seconds. I am Sam Bushman, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
former sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
All right. You know, there's stories that I can do alone and I can dig in and they're hardcore and I can just throw down the gauntlet and just dig in. There's stories that are funnier than heck. And these comical stories, it's always funner to have somebody as a co-host to go live and laugh about these stories with you. All right. And I got one of those right now that I want to bring up. And I don't mean to laugh because a bunch of carnage happened. But I can't help but laugh because of the ramifications of this thing. All right? Here's what I mean. Headline. Report. Google's Green Dream goes downhill. Google's, quote, 100% electric bus loses power, causes mayhem on San Francisco slope. Jim Hoft reports this story, and it is a doozy, people. Google's ambitious foray, or dive, if you will, into the world of, quote, electric transportation faced an unexpected roadblock, or rather, a hill. According to, quote, World Peace Exclusive, ladies and gentlemen, according to World Peace Exclusive, the I guess they call it the tech's lauded 100% electric bus took on San Francisco's iconic hilly terrain, only to lose power midway up the hill, roll backwards, and turn into a four-wheeled pinball, colliding with reportedly a total of 9 different vehicles on its, quote, unintended descent. I don't even know how to respond to this. This thing rolled backwards, crashed into 9 vehicles. They call it the electric behemoth. Is part of Google's fleet of approximately 140 luxury buses, primarily used to transport Google's employees from various parts of San Francisco, like the East Bay and other Bay Area locations, to the firm's Mountain View headquarters. I guess, however, they say this recent accident involving the electric bus in San Francisco indicates that Google's ambitious eco-friendly initiatives may need a few months or maybe a few more rolls, maybe a few bumps, a few months, who knows? But the goal would be to iron out the problems. I don't know how to respond to this. They say they got to work on powering these huge vehicles up these steep hills. Now, if you've ever been to San Francisco, the hills are absolutely steep there. I mean, it's true. If you drive a stick, you're in terror, unless you're good, driving those hills. So I get it. But I look at that and I just go, what the heck, man? Anyway, it's just a sad story, but it's funny as all get out. We told you these electric vehicles were just not all that they were cracked up to be. And now this thing literally loses power and rolls down the hill and trashes 9 vehicles in its pinball way down. My response, though, is I get how you could lose power. Okay, batteries run out of power. That's obvious, right? And maybe somebody just miscalculated, you know, the battery recharge versus whatever. I get it. What I don't get is how this thing just rolled down the hill and nobody could, like, do anything about it. Like, can't you, like, put the brakes on? Or when we lose batteries, do we just lose everything? Anyway, they've got to find a way to where, even if you lose batteries, that you could stop this thing. I don't believe only electric vehicles are the answer ever. I mean, you need at least a little bit of an engine that's gas-powered or some other powered so that you can, if the batteries go out, you can at least move the vehicle or even slow or park the vehicle or use brakes. When a lot of times these buses have these air brakes, don't they need something to compress the air for the brakes and stuff? I don't know. I'm just not very smart, but I look at this thing and I just go, what in the heck? It's only comical because they're telling you that they're going to get rid of your gas vehicles and force you onto this electric plan soon. And it's like, I don't think so. You can't even do it yourself. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. To round out the hour, I want to talk about gold bars, shall I? Because we were telling you at the start of the broadcast this hour that your money's fiat currency is just going in the toilet, right? Well, even Costco, that's the, you know, people where you get the membership like Sam's Club and Costco, those guys, Costco, even Costco is now selling gold bars. But how do you buy gold? If your money is wrapped up in a, quote, retirement account, well, that's what they've got worked out for you. Just very, very strange. I guess they're selling retirement accounts tied to gold bars is what the deal is. So, I mean, I guess that's good, right? They've got these retirement accounts. I wouldn't buy them. If you're going to buy gold, folks, buy the real thing. RushCoinAndGift.com are my dear friends over at the gold business. I mean, you've got a friend in the honest money business, okay? They over there will make sure you get real gold. Don't buy gold bars on paper or a retirement account. Take the gold home. Anyway, I find that just sad. You say, Sam, why do you wind that in the middle of this other story about the bus? Because it's kind of like that, folks. Buying gold and not taking possession of your gold is kind of like running an electric bus. As the bus loses power, rolls backwards, creates a half a mile of destruction by colliding with 9 vehicles on its terror ride down. Google has made no official comment on the incident, and no information is currently available at this time. Well, boy, howdy, are you surprised? And then Costco's going ahead and selling gold bars. I just don't understand what's happening in this world. The world we live in is just a strange, strange place indeed. But if you want gold, folks, go to my buddies at RustCoinAndGift.com. They can bring gold to you like nobody's business. Now, listen, if you want to get rich, I think gold is the answer. Silver. I think you'll get rich, but I don't think it's a get-rich scheme, if that makes sense. Okay, now, do you know about Project Omega? What is Project Omega? Rumors surrounding Elon Musk's mystery abound. So Elon Musk, I guess, is supposed to be doing this thing called Omega. Now, Elon has not even really tied himself to this, okay? As far as I understand, they say, what is Project Omega? Well, everybody says it's Elon Musk's latest project. It's going to be the next thing since sliced bread. It's going to be incredible. But nobody can really tie Elon to it. He's not copping to it. Rumors surrounding Elon Musk's mystery venture abound, though. And I find this interesting because how often do we hear somebody's got something incredible and then it never pans out? I don't know. Elon Musk might have something like this. He may not. But I look at this and I just go, I just don't even know. I don't know how to respond to this. I look at the things that they're doing and I just go, can we trust them? I don't think so. But let's get it right. Elon Musk did make $180 million on PayPal when he revolutionized online payment processing, they say. Elon Musk made $47 billion on SpaceX, $180 million on PayPal, $47 billion on SpaceX when he revolutionized space exploration, and $94.2 million on Tesla when he revolutionized the auto industry. They say he's about to shock the world again with his new project. No, it's not the fake one. This is a new AI project that is real. It's his version of ChatGPT. Do you know about it? It's very interesting. But Elon Musk just might get this done. He certainly shocks the world with his technology. Project Omega is not it. But his version of ChatGPT may just be real. I believe his ChatGPT is real. I'm not so sure that Omega is real, though. I don't really have evidence that it's real at this point, right? That's the problem that I have with it. I hope we can figure out what to do with Elon Musk's technologies. A lot of people are wondering if it's real. I would say Omega is not real at this point, but I would say that this ChatGPT from Elon Musk is real. Now, his Cybertruck, they say, is probably going to be for real now. When he announced that it was kind of a scam, he promised it was going to come out, and it got delayed and delayed and delayed. Now they say it's going to come back for real. So keep an eye on his truck, right? But I don't know what to think about this thing. What's this ChatGPT thing called of Elon Musk's? I guess the new chatbot is called Brock. G-R-O-K, Grok? Is that what it's called? Anyway, I guess people are trying and testing and playing with Grok. It's a weird name. That's why I'm hesitating about it. It's like, Grok? What's a Grok? I know what a Glock is. That's a gun. But his version of ChatGPT, Elon Musk says, X subscribers will get, quote, early access to XAI's chatbot, Grok. And I just thought I'd kind of end on that. Elon Musk is a very strange dude. But, man, people love what he does. I'll tell you that right now. They really love what he brings to the table, right? Anyway, keep an eye on Grok. Keep an eye on ChatGPT. Keep an eye on these technologies because they will be the future. Some say they're going to replace every job on the planet. I don't think that's true. Every new technology that comes to the table, we want to say it's just going to just, you know, nothing's going to be like you know it to be. And it never turns out that way. Yes, they're disruptive, but not in the way we predict and not holistically as we think. We think it's going to be just the curtains on whatever you know. That's not true. It takes a long time for something to be displaced completely. People even still have landlines to prove the point. When do they come out? In the 1880s? Now, I know landlines, people don't have very many of them now because they're being replaced with cell phones and other technologies. But, man, that was 150 years in the making? So don't be deceived to think things are going to go away too quickly. Yes, there are disruptive technologies, no question, and they do change the game. Oh, 1876, I was 4 years off. Pretty good, huh? All right. Anyway, all I can tell you is, look, these technologies do disrupt, but not overnight. You've got time to retool for another job, that's for sure. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman, lovingliberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.